This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence and Democratic challenger U.S. Senator Kamala Harris traded barbs through plexiglass shields Wednesday night in a debate dominated by the coronavirus pandemic. Harris said President Donald Trump's handling of the pandemic, which has killed more than 210,000 Americans, is the greatest failure of any presidential administration. Pence said Mr. Trump has constantly put the American people first. The president himself was back at the White House recovering from his own battle with the virus. The debate was far more civil than last week's, when Mr. Trump constantly interrupted and was almost yelling at times in his face-off with former Vice President Joe Biden. And again, President Donald Trump returned to the Oval Office at the White House Wednesday, just 2 days after being released from a medical facility after being diagnosed with COVID-19. In a video released on his Twitter account, the president, his doctors, and praised the experimental antibody treatment he received at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center. Earlier Wednesday, Mr. Trump's doctor said the president continues to make progress in his recovery, does not have a fever, has been symptom-free for more than 24 hours. However, office work does go against the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention guidelines, which say that individuals should stay isolated for 10 days after a symptom onset. More than 20 people in the president's inner circle have tested positive for the coronavirus. For the sixth time in the Atlantic hurricane season, people in Louisiana are once again fleeing the state's barrier islands and sailing boats to safe harbor while emergency officials ramp up command centers and consider ordering evacuations. The storm being watched Wednesday's Hurricane Delta, the 25th named storm of the Atlantic's unprecedented hurricane season. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Coronavirus infections in Ukraine began surging in late summer, and the ripples are hitting towns like Stebnik in the western part of the country. A doctor, Natalia Stetsik, the chief doctor at only hospital in the town of 20,000 people, is watching the rise with alarm and anguish. She says the hospital is catastrophically short of doctors. It's supposed to hold 100 patients, but it's treating 106 patients with COVID-19. Ukraine imposed a tight lockdown in March, slowing the number of cases, but it started rising again, and the government has closed the borders at the end of August. Positive tests reached a new peak, 4,661 a day last weekend. In the early days of the pandemic, the harried health officials of Peru faced a quandary. They knew molecular tests for COVID-19 were the best option, yet they did not have the lab supplies or technicians to make them work. So they opted to go with a cheaper alternative. That's antibody tests mostly from China. They aren't designed to diagnose cases at all. The result, according to interviews with ex-health officials and epidemiologists, is that the nation was never able to quickly identify and isolate cases. What's more, a number of the tests imported have since been pulled from the market in other nations after being found faulty. Now Peru has the world's highest per capita COVID-19 mortality rate, and their skewed approach to testing is believed to be one reason why. A black Wisconsin police officer who fatally shot a black teenager outside a suburban Milwaukee mall in February will not be charged in his death. Prosecutors said Wednesday that the Wauwatosa officer, Joseph Mensa, had a reasonable belief that deadly force was necessary in shooting 17-year-old Alvin Cole outside Mayfair Mall after reported disturbance on February 2nd. Authorities say Cole ran from the police and fired his gun during the pursuit. Cole's family has called for Mensa to be fired. Cole is the third person Mensa has fatally shot in 5 years. Prosecutor John Chisholm said that although Mensa has been cleared in all three, his involvement in so many is concerning. Prince William has joined forces with renowned British broadcaster and naturalist David Attenborough to launch a new environmental prize that they hope will drive a decade of change. The Earthshot Prize has grand ambitions to incentivize change and help to repair the planet. The plan consists of 5 prizes of £1 million awarded each year for the next 10 years, providing at least 50 solutions to the world's greatest environmental problems by 2030. First, Earthshot Center on protecting and restoring nature, clean air, reviving oceans, building a waste-free world, and fixing the climate. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.